We are towards the end of Ein Gimel Amud Beis. We didn't quite finish the parak, so let's just go over the last couple of answers. We had a kasha on Rav on Daf Ein Gimel Amud Aleph. We had a memra of Rav Huna Amar Rav that Ashim Shenitik Olivriya Veshachti Stam Kasha LaOila. So again, just to refresh, we said that there's Chamisha Chatois Meses. There's five Chatois. That in one of the five situations that was Avda, Avra Shnasa, or it was Niskapru, Bailav, or Mesu, or there was a Tzmuras Chatas, or a Vlad Chatas, and in one of these five Chatois, we said the din is that the Chatas dies, and in a similar case, an Asham would be Yirad Shistoyev, it would be let out to graze until it develops a mum naturally. And then it is sold, and with the proceeds, you use the money to purchase an oila. So Rav says, if you have an asham, and you begin this process, you're menatzikit l'ri'iya, and then you shecht it stam, without clearly thinking that you're doing it l'shem oila, it is kosher. So we deduced, and we said, al maksavar le'iboy akira. Rav shita is, there's no requirement to do an akira. The cash on that was from a brisa, which was related to our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, the brisa said that b'chol ki haygavna, meaning in a situation where there was a psul, like the psul in the Mishnah, of shachtu, v'neide shemashchu b'aylem es yadam, or shemesu, shenitmu, and so on, that we said that the Korban Pesach is Potter. We mentioned Legavi, the Shail of the Mishnah, that the fellow was Potter, midin Tevet Var Mitzvah, perhaps. And the Braisa said, what would you do with this animal? I mean, now that you realize that the animal is Potter, what do you do with it? So we said, on a weekday, you would burn it immediately. There would be no requirement of Ibur Tzura. And if there's no requirement of Ibur Tzura, then it must mean that that's a psul be'etzim, it's a psul be'gufay. Why is it a psul be'gufay? Because we're treating this animal, that this animal still is a Pesach. We're not looking at the animal and saying, well, the animal naturally is oimed to be a shlamim. Elamai, it seems to be that we say that there's a requirement to do an akira. And so long as you don't do an akira, the assumption is this animal remains a Pesach. So how could Rav say before, Leiboy Akira, and therefore if you shecht its dam, it's kosher for an oila. We see in the Braisa related to our Sugya that there is a requirement to do an Akira. So we gave several answers. So let's just go again from answer number four, two lines before the lines get wide. So we said, Tigma Rav Yosef ben Rav Salach, and see the Kamed Rav Papa, Hamani Yosef ben Chunayhi. Who is the Tana of the Braisa at the top of the Amud? It's going like Yosef ben Chunai. This Nan, what is the teaching of Yosef ben Chunai at the beginning of Masechet Zvachim? So again, over there at the beginning of Zvachim, it mentions Kol HaZvachim Shenizbechu Shelo Lishman are Ksherin, and the exemption to the rule was Pesach and Chatas. And Yosef ben Chunai says, not only that, but HaNishchatim L'Shem Pesach. And the ones which are l'shem chatas are also possible. If you have a shlamim and you shecht it for a Pesach, it's also possible. Just like the Pesach requires l'shmoy, and shalei l'shmoy is possible, so too if you have a shlamim and you shecht it l'shem Pesach, it's also a problem. In which case, alma psulei begufayi, v'shimachi yisarif miyad. So we will say, and that the brice at the top of the Almud is referring to a case where you have Moitzeh Pesach, which its din is to be Kari Vishlamim, like Shitas Rav, that there's no requirement of an Akira, in which case we don't have a Kasha on Rav, but it happens to be that the fellow Shechted the Shlamim L'Shem Pesach, and therefore that's the reason why we say Yisarif Miyad. That was answer number four. Ravashi Omar. Rav the Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel b'Yachamim Bereka. So Rav Ashi says, Rav is going like Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel b'Yachamim Bereka. So if we look at the Rashi, about six lines down, the wide lines, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav the Amar Le'el Leibu Yakira, Rav who said by the case of the Asham, where, for example, Niskapru Bailov or Meisu Bailov, that there's a din of Yirach Yistoyev, the Yishechted its dam, and it's kosher for an oila, which we said, Leibayakira. So Rav, let's lay the Haitana, the Amr B'chal Yisarf Meyat. He disagrees with the Tana at the top of the Amut. Elikisover, but rather he holds, Elikisover de Masnisin Le'inyin. I think they changed this to, right, he actually slightly rephrases this Rashi. He takes out the words Elikisover Rav de Masnisin Le'in Surah and says, less lay the Haitana the Amr B'chal Yisarif Miyad. He changes it to Ella ki Haitana Savala, but rather he holds like a different Tana, the Omar Boyi Pritzura. So Rav simply disagrees with the Tana at the top of the page, who says that there's no requirement of Yipritzura, and therefore Yisarif Miyad. He's going like Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel, Rabbi Yechim Abreika de Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel, Rabbi Yechim Abreika Omer, Im Yeshos B'yem Leida, Im Mashchur Baila Mesidei, Im Eishem Eishel, Shnit Mo Chayiv. Legabi, the din of Toyeb Devar Mitzvah. So that very much depends on whether or not you could have found out. If there was sufficient time for you to find out, we don't say that you're Potter, we don't say you're an honest, but rather we say you are Chayiv. Rashi says over here, because this is a Shegig, it's called a Shegig, which is Korav Lepeshea. You could have found out, there was plenty of time, and therefore Legabi, the din of Toyeb Devar Mitzvah, we wouldn't necessarily patter you if there was sufficient time. Now, Legabi, the actual kashrus of the animal, says Rabbi Shmuel, to Uber Tzurasai, the Yotze Lebeis HaSreifa. But it requires an Ibur Tzura. Oh, now, like we mentioned yesterday, the very fact that there's a requirement of Ibur Tzura seems to indicate that the Psul is not a Psul Begufay. It's not a Psul Be'atzim, it's something peripheral. Meaning my time, but why is there a requirement of Ibur Tzura? La Mishum Deloi Boyakira? Is it not because there's no actual requirement of an Akira? It automatically becomes a Shlamim, and in which case the only problem over here is that you shechted it after the Tomet Shel Bein Arbayim, which is considered to be a peripheral Psul, in which case we have a very nice way of being Miyashiv. Rav holds there's no din of an Akira, and Rav does not hold like the Tana at the top of the Amud, but rather he holds like Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika, and everything is good. Says the Gemara Mimai, Dilma, maybe Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika is Mishum de Savala Ketana de Bey, Rabba Baravua. There is a Braisa, which was taught in the base membership of Rabba Baravua. Rashi says he's not sure quite where this Braisa was originally said. But what did the Braisa say? Even something which is a psul be'etzim always requires Yibrit Surah. And therefore everything, even a psul begufay, like pigol, which is definitely a psul begufay, also requires Ibur Tzura. So it's not that he makes a distinction between a psul begufay, which is not a psul begufay. Everything requires Ibur Tzura, and in which case you have no raya that pshat in Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel Rabbi Yechim Breika is that Batsimi holds like Rav. It's aimed to be a shlomim, and so on. Not at all. Says the Gemara, and if you don't say this, Rav Rashi says five lines in the bottom, the time of mishum to ksavra psul aguf, even if psul aguf to an ibrit surah, if you don't say that, elamishum to labor akira, but you rather you say like Rav, that pshat in Rabbi Shmuel ben Eishel Rabbi Yechim ben Breika is that there's no requirement of ibrit surah, ha tenach mesu einis kapru. Maybe in the case of Mason Escapro, it'll be okay. Aval nitzmu maika miik, excuse me, delay by Akira. Is there any Tanu who says that just as the Bailim became Tomei, you wouldn't need to do an Akira? Of course you would have to do an Akira. Imagine you have someone who became Tomei. So because they're Tomei, they have to do Pesach Sheni. If they have to do Pesach Sheni, Of course, they would naturally want to use the original animal which was set aside and designated for the Korban Pesach, and they would just use it in a month from now, unless it became too old in the interim. So clearly in a case where the people became Tomei and they need to do Pesach Sheni, for sure you would have to do an Akira to uproot the original designation on the animal and convert it into a Shlamim. For sure, says Rashi, Hastamei, the Pesach Sheni Kaya. Remember Rabbi Yishmael, Oish and Nitzmu, Nami Ketani, he mentioned that also. So, Deile Demach, he Nitzmu, Baila, Maikila, Memo, what are you going to say in such a case? Havade, Boyakira, the Amram Chibar, Gam, the Nisqib, and Vichabur, Ken, Shai, Baila, Mtmei, Meis, and Nitzchul, Pesach Sheni. We spoke before in situations where people became Tomei Meis, that in that case, the natural assumption is that the carbon retains its original yield, its original designation. It was a Korban Pesach. It doesn't automatically revert and become a Shlamim. You know, it automatically becomes a Shlamim if you are Yotze Korban Pesach. But if you have yet to be Yotze Korban Pesach, because you are Tamei, and you have to bring a Pesach Shedi, for sure the animal is going to retain its original state of being a Korban Pesach. Ela mechuvar tekedushani miikara Yosef ben Chunoy. We'll have to say that Rav is going like Rabbi Yosef ben Chanai, meaning to say, just to be misakim, Shita's Rav is like Rav Huna presented on Amud Aleph, that if you have an Asham in one of the five cases where the Asham became possible, Nitzmu, Niskapru Bailov, Tzmuras Asham, Vlad Asham, and so on. The din on the Asham is Yira Ad Shiyistoye. If you take it to graze in the field, you wait till he gets a mum, you redeem it, you sell it, and with the proceeds you buy an oila. Says Rav, at that stage, even before he gets a mum, Shocht is Stam, it's kosher to be used as an oila. So we were Medayik, Vaistoye, Slebay Akira. So you see that there's no requirement to do a formal Akira to the extent that the natural trajectory of this Asham is it's heading to ultimately in some way, shape, or form to have a bitoy, a manifestation of an oila. There's no requirement to do a formal Akira. It's heading for that. It's fine. We asked the Kasha from a Bryce at the top of the Amud, which seems to imply that there's no requirement of an Akira. We say that Rav disagrees with that Brysa, and Rav has got another Brysa to go with, and that is the way that we're Miyashiv. Rav, Hadran Lach Elu Dvarim. Okay, we move on to the seventh parak, where we get into a discussion in the first sigya as to how practically, how did they roast the Korban Pesach. We know, as we've seen before, that there's a requirement that has to be Tzli Eish, and there's an Issa D'Oraisa with Malkus, if a person is mavashlit, and so on. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad Tzelen Es HaPesach. So how would they roast it? Mevin Shpud Shel Rimayin. So one would bring a stick from a pomegranate tree. V'teich v'yelatech piv ad beis nikuvasa. You would stick it all the way through the animal. V'nesin Es Kra'av. Remember we said you have to take out the innards and you wash them, and so on. You got rid of any tzaya, and you rinsed them so it wouldn't be masriach. What do you do with all of those innards? V'nezenes krav, v'ez b'ni me'ayav. L'zecha, you put it back inside. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, and you can understand, because the pasuk seems to say that it's all about echad, it's all one. And therefore you put everything back inside, and you roast it in mamish as one. And as one is when it's all inside together. Divrei Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kimin Bishul, who is there? Now, when you've taken them out to place them back in, it's like you're being mevashlet inside the natural juices of the external shell of the carbon. Kimin Bishul, who is there? That would be a Min Bishul. You know, Rashi says three lines down, Kimin Bishul, who is there? Shemevashel b'nei mea v'seichei k'moi b'seicha k'deira. I mean, you might have thought that the Lashon of Kim Min Bishul, it's kind of like a Bishul. In other words, Yesh Lion, would you actually get Malkus for this? Is it Mamish Bishul with Malkus? I mean, Lashon of Kim Min, but Rashi says, Shim Vashul B'nei Mayav B'Sechei K'may b'secha g'deira. Where Rashi puts it, it seems to be that it's mamish a bishul. It's a real bishul. Ella, what do? Toilen chutzala. You suspend, you hang them outside, and that's where they're placed. It's not inside, it's outside.
How did they cut the legs if it's an esishbubi?
Say again?
How did they cut the legs off if it's an esishbubi?
How did they cut the legs off? Where do you see that they cut the legs off?
It says that the rest is cloth before it says my bayah was so high.
Oh, I see. Okay, so we'll see. We're going to get to the Gemara. Is going to get into a lengthy discussion of when they would cut, exactly how they would cut in a way to make sure that things were done. Okay, we'll have to see when we get to that sugya, which discusses the specifics of the cut, how things were done, and exactly, Legabi, you know, when do we say this din of Etzem Lesish Rubai? We'll see. Now we said, Ein Seilen Es HaPesach Loi Al Hashpud. We said before that you did roast it alashpud. Maybe in shpud shall remain, and that's how you'd roast it. Now we say loy alashpud, not on a shpud, v'loy alaskla, not on some type of a grill or a rack of sorts. So what does it mean loy alashpud? So if you look at Rashi, four lines down, end of the line, loy alashpud shall barzel. It means not on a shpud of barzel. It should not be an iron skewer. Kudim avash b'gemara shamateches kish mischamem miktsasi mischamem kulay. Unlike wood, but when it comes to metal, we say cham miktsasei cham kulei. Once, as we all know, if you've got a metal frying pan and part of it's hot, the heat extends and spreads throughout. And what will happen, that the carbon pesach inside, is the meat will be roasted or be heated from the heat generated of the metal. From the outer portion, and it's a problem that it's been cooked. The whole thing has got to be sliyesh specifically, so it cannot be done on a metal skewer or a metal grill. As Rashi says, all the same reason. They did tell him to do it, and we'll have to see how that works. That seems to be a Maisa Listar, so we'll have to see why that's mutter. So, what is the din of the Mishnah? Number one, we discuss exactly what you do with the innards. Does it remain, do you put it back inside, or is it suspended outside? And we mentioned the basic din, that it's got to be roasted with a skewer, which we don't say about it, cham miktsasei cham kulei. It's just there to enable the fire to consume the yesh, as opposed to contributing to the actual heat and contributing to the bishul of the carbon. So, fragbi gemara, straight this kasha, v'nezi shalmat heches. What exactly is the issue? Why can't you use metal? Then we say, ayin cham miktsasei cham kulei, being that part of it became hot, the other part also became hot. And therefore it became roasted through the skewer. Rachmana Amar Tzliyesh V'leitzli Machmas Davar Acher. Good. Okay, so we understand why you can't use metal. But what about other types of wood? V'leitzli Shal Dekel. What about using wood from a palm tree? V'leitzli Shal Dekel. So Aidi the Isli Shivi Mapik Maya. So Rashi says Shivi means Kanalir Shaasi Shurei Shreis, like it's in lines. So because it's in lines, the way that particular the wood of a decal is formed, so then Mapik Maya, there is liquid and moisture inside it, and whenever there's moisture inside it, that's going to be a problem. It's going to be like Mavushal. But Eisi Shaltena, what about the wood of a fig tree? Aidi the Mechalchel, Mapik Maya. Rashi says, Mechalchel ke'etz shel arava v'shel ege sheyesh lehen moyach mibifnim. Again, there's something inside it, so that will also cause the liquid to come out of it, to be Mapik Maya, v'havale kemavushel. V'neisi shel alein shel charo v'shel shikma. What about using... these other the wood from the other types of trees, It's the idea that is be kitri mapik mayo. So Rashi says, idea that is be kitri uboy lemishane bisakina. So they've got these knots and these bumps, and you have to kind of scrape them down. You need to smoothen them with a knife. So mapik mayo derech makim chatachasakin. Whenever you cut, so there's going to be something which oozes out in the place where you cut, and therefore vavli pesach mavushal. Again, whatever it is going to be liquid, that's going to be a problem of bishul. So, frankly, Gemara shall remain in Nami is be kitri. Well, on also isn't there also some type of knots on the wood from a pomegranate tree? So we say shia kitri. Now they are smooth, and you don't need to remove them with a knife, and therefore no sap or anything is going to come out. We're speaking about a young one. Rashi says Netia Bashnas, it's 1 year old, this Rimon tree, the less be kitri, where it does not have any kitri, in which case it would be fine. Presumably once you say that ukimta of Nagva Bashata the less be kitri, in theory, if you would find another you know, wood from another tree which is also very young, and it also doesn't have kitri, and you also would need to smoothen it out with a knife, one would have thought that would be okay. But surely you need to cut the branch somewhere. So Rashi says, so that place where you cut is going to be Meitzi Mayim. So we say, the Mapik Lebe Paski Lebar. So we'll make sure that that is outside of the entire Pesach, in which case there's not going to be any liquid which is going to come in contact, in which case there's not going to be any issue of bishul. Good. Says the Gemara Masnisin, the Loi Ker Rebbe Yehuda. Our Mishnah is the Loi Ker Rebbe Yehuda. Our Mishnah is the Loi Ker Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya B'yuda Oymer, Kishim Sheshbud Shal Eitz Einei Nisraf, Tashbud Shal Mateches Einei Martiach. So he says there is no problem with using a metal shpud. It's fine. If you look at Rashi says directly across, Kishim Sheshbud Shal Eitz, Kishatelan Esei Betano Umahusa Betzleh, meaning it's covered over, meaning the sheep covers the entire skewer pretty much. So what's the concern that the skewer inside the animal's body is going to get so hot? No. Ein Masha B'Seich HaTleh Nisraf Shatleh Megin Alav, meaning you've got this entire sheep which envelops the piece of metal. So Kach Shpud Shal Mateches Ein Masha B'Seich HaTleh Martiach Mach Meschei Mekzosei Hayetze Chutz L'Tleh. So you want to tell me the Cham Mekzosei Cham Kulei, for a little bit of metal which protrudes outside of the mouth and the back section of the animal, that's going to be so hot that when it goes, you know, a foot inside into the middle of the sheep's body, and that it's going to be so hot that it's mamish going to be because of the shpud, says Rabbi Yehuda, that we're not concerned. Kashem sheshpud shal eitz einei nisraf kach shpud shal mateches einei martiach. Correct. So Omer, let's see. So Omer lo yizeh hamikzas echam kulei v'zeh in hamikzas in echam kulei. That in essence is what they're saying. And I guess, like with every machlokes and metzias, we don't want it to be that Rebbe Yehuda says it's not true, and the rabbanim say it is true. I mean, avada Rebbe Yehuda agrees that metal conducts heat, and avada agrees that the metzias of chamik tzase cham kulay, l'chera one would have thought that he's saying that the amount of heat which is generated when the overwhelming majority of the animal envelops the shvud, and there's just a small amount which sticks inside, is not significant enough for us to say that this is considered to be tzlimach misdavar acher. Maybe it's a machlekes in how much, you know, is it that Rebbe Yehuda requires more, you need a certain amount of the carbon pesach to be tzlimach misdavar acher, because you could certainly hear, if this is the skewer and this is the carbon pesach, so why would Rebbe Yehuda not concede and say that the piece of meat which is right next to the section which sticks out, at least that, you know, oidali mia, and at least be made that would, you know, is it that he holds that you need a certain amount to like view the ganz the carbon pesach slima mustavracher? Not so clear. Good. So we said, Mezness Krav, V'cholo, you place everything inside. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Kareyu, Teich Teich. Rabbi Yishmael used to call and kind of describe the way that the Karban Pesach was roasted by saying, Teich Teich, or Tuch Tuch. If you look at Rashi says, Rabbi Yishmael Kareyu, Teich Teich, Denosin L'Seichai Svirelei. He also holds, like Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Ugujmatichin, Umizbashlin Besoichai, Nishma Koil Risichas, and Tuch Tuch, Kekoil Asir. So, that is, it's interesting also the way he presents it, like he, the way he tells it, by the way you would hear the sound as it was roasted, to tell us that he also agrees with Rabbi Yossi Haglili. You would have thought, just say, you stick it inside. It tells us that this is the sound it makes. That is Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Tarfon Kareyu, Gdi Mekulas. He disagreed. He said it's called the Gdi Mekulas. Now, what is Mekulas? Rashi says, Lashon Koiva Nechoshes. It's like a copper hat. Dimitagamin and Kul said, Nechasha, this sphere lay, Tolem Lamala Bereshe. Veniam Kekoiva Nechoshes, Al Resha Gibor. Meaning he holds that you stick it above it, outside, not inside. So we have again, just like we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva, so too Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfon. So again, according to what we said, I'm assuming it's like the same mitzvahs of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Elatolin chutzaloy." Rashi says, "Tuich ve'bishpud lamala mipiv shel tla." You put it above the head of the tla. And Rashi also said, "By tolin lamala bereishi." So Rashi says, "You stick it, tuich ve'bishpud lamala." So it's still stuck on. You take out the innards, and I guess you would stick them on, you know, in the top section. So it seems to be that Rabbi Tarfon is going like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Tanur Ban Eizel Gedimakulis, the Asalachal Bilali Psachim, Bizmanazeb. What is the case of Gedimakulis, which you're not allowed to eat nowadays on Lel Pesach? Rashi says, two lines down, the white lines, is the Gedimakulis, the Stam of Egmakam Shinagu, Shasalachal Tzli, Bilali Psachim, Bizmanazeb, Bimakam Shalinagu. So what is the example of a gedim mekulas which you may not eat? So kol shetzolei kulei ke'echot, if it's roasted entirely as one. Whereas nechtech mimenu eiver, but if you first cut off one eiver, or and then you roast it, or nishlak mimenu eiver, which we think also means you cut off an eiver and then you boil it, ein ze gedim mekulas. Gemara says, "What do you mean? Ashti yishleim nechtech himenu aver. Davo gav the kamatvi leibahadei. Even though you subsequently roast it all together, Amris lo, you told me that it's not a problem, and that's no longer the issur of gedim mekulas. So nishlak mi boy, if you cut an aver and then you subsequently boil it, sure, that's not going to be the issur of gedim. The issur is to roast it. That is the problem." Rashi says, "Nishlak yiboy, because like that, the nechtach v'hadin nishlak. You cut it and then you boil it. Umishah shechatchi kedem sliyasis sulehavim mekulas. So for sure, it should be fine." Amrav Sheish says, "No, sheshalkoi b'machuber." Case over here is that you boiled it all together. It's not that you cut it and then you boiled it. You boiled it all together, and that's what it's saying. That once you cut it, you cut off an aver. Even though you subsequently roast it, it's fine. Or if you boil the entire thing together, it's also fine.
You boil what together?
The entire Karban. You boil the Karban Pesach all together as one. You don't cut it in pieces. Say again? Nowadays. We're discussing. We're not discussing the din of what you're supposed to do with the Karban Pesach. We said Ezug Din Mekulis that says the Braisa, the Asalecha Beleli Pesach Bizman Hazeh. That which you're not allowed to use, you cannot replicate, imitate, do something similar to the way that it was done by kashrus, because otherwise it's got the appearance as if you're eating kodshim machutz. So that's what it means. So once it's boiled, you're supposed to have, boiled meat on the Lel Seder. Okay, now we move on to a sugya of melicha. I'm sorry?
You could take an animal and point. Eat it on the night of
Pesach. You're supposed to boil it. Just don't roast it. Yeah. Okay, we move on to it. I'm sorry? Well, the minig is not to eat lamb. Even if it's boiled. Well, you say roast, but no, you cannot roast chicken.
The roasting
is the problem. Yeah, correct. And there's a discussion about roasted fish and, you know, other types of things. But yeah, I'm sorry? Well, yeah, like pot roast in the oven. So it's got its natural, it's kind of boiling in the juice, but it's also exposed to dry heat. Yeah. Okay, we move on to a sugya of melicha. Now we know that there is an issa d'oraisa to eat dam. And in general, when one shechts an animal, one does melicha. Now, one does melicha because one needs to extract the blood. Why does one need to extract the blood? We said because you're not allowed to eat the blood. Well, it kind of depends. If you have a raw piece of meat and you haven't yet done melicha to it, you haven't cooked it, you're allowed to eat it. Even though there's blood inside, you're allowed to. It's only the dam ivarim shepiresh. It was inside and it's nifrash mimkoimoi, then it's a problem. So were you now to go ahead and cook it, and then you would cause the blood to move around and about, and so on. So now inside this piece of meat, this dam ivarim, which was pirish. But if you ate it when it's raw, you might have to just rinse off, you know, possibly you'd have to rinse off the surface blood. But the blood inside is fine. When you roast meat, so we know when you roast meat, it causes the blood to come out. Here we're going to have a machlekes Rashi Tosfos as to when you roast meat, is there any requirement of melicha at all? Do you need to do a melicha ktsas, or do you not need to do any melicha at all? And that's quite Negel Adina. We'll see also how we pass into that. So let's see. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Hai Mulaisa. Now, what is mulaisa? Rashi says, five lines in the bottom, in paldura. There you go. So mulaisa is in paldura. In paldura balaz, kumush anu memalim hatzloyim vahataragilim bin basal atzomus. So you would take raw meat and you would stuff it into another animal between its meat and the bones. So you're kind of putting meat into another animal between the meat and the bones. So, and then you're going to roast it. So, haimu laisa sharia. It's okay. Ay amali abaya vaha kabbala dama. But is it not being belea dam? When you roast it, so the dam from section number one is going into section number two of the meat. Vaha kabbala dama. Amali kabbala kach pelta. Kabbala kach pelta. So let's say a couple of Rashi's over here. We said number one, Sharia, says Rashi. Sharia vafilu loy. Now many change this to Malchai. Svar macherim Sharia vafilu loy Malchu esabasar. Shunesim lasecha elak hemalichas tzli. So even if you did not salt the meat, which you placed inside, it's mutter. Vafilu loy Malchu kemalichas tzli. Even if you didn't salt it, kemalichas tzli, implying, says Rashi, that there is a requirement of malicha, even for tzli, deiba malicha called tzerech, lekedera pshita. If you salted it sufficiently, the amount which you would do if you would subsequently cook it, of course it's mutter. Elamai, we're discussing that you only salted it a small amount. We'll come back to this in a second. So we asked, v'ha kabbala hatzle, dam hayotze min habasar, hakanas v'seiches. You've got the meat. So let's say I take a piece of steak, a piece of beef, and I stick it into the sheep, into the lamb, and between the meat and the bones. So the blood, it goes out of the steak, and it goes into the tle, and therefore you're being belea. We said, kebolekach pol telechutz v'shoyavay amchem ha'ur. So the heat of the fire, it draws it out, meaning just like through the heat, it absorbed it, the heat is also going to schlep it out. If you look at just the very beginning we will suffice with the very beginning of Tesis Diva Maskal Haimulai Sasharyo. Pirish Bakuntris Aval Pishli Malcha Elilitzli. Meaning, Avad, you did a Malicha, but you just did a small amount. Ular Benitam Nira Dilitzli Lo Yiboy Malicha Klau. And he says, the Lemi Boykish Mitzlah Bosa Yafe Yafe Veniflat Kol Adam the Shori, the Yisamafatai the Eish, Meagi the Amelach. The shore of much more comes out through fire than with salt. When we're more machmir post malicha than post sli. Even if you only roasted a small amount, you like your meat quite rare, medium rare, however you like it. Abu Gav Damir Perakam Tekris is the Ika Lav Badame Ivarim Hani Mili Dafke Kisha Pirish. That's if it's Pirish of a Kol Zmanchli Pirish, Vele Yotze Lechutz Shari. So long as it's inside, it's okay. If you put it in water, then it kind of comes out of the water and so on. That's going to be a problem. So that is the Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Just to see quickly, don't usually see Hilchas Malicha. It's not something which you get so many Shilas on nowadays, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Ein Vav, he says Hatzli Ein Tzarech Malicha. There's no requirement of Malicha. Lefisha Ish Sheiv Adam Shabay Mi Atzmai. It draws out the blood. Aval Im Dam Acher Not of Al Hatzli. If other blood falls onto it, then that can be more problematic, and so on. The Shach says over here. He says, Lashna Rash, Lemi Bayim Nitzla Yafa, which is in essence what we saw in Tezvis and so on. So, pretty much he quotes the Shach, brings in Paskin's Tezvis. He brings it from the Rash, but we've seen this in Tezvis. So that is the Machlekes Rash and Rabbeinu Tam, Legabe Malicha Fetzli. So again, Amurama. Haimulaisa, you've got this piece of meat, and you stuff it with another piece of meat. Sharia, it's permitted. On my Abayva ha kabbalah dama, Ramalekiv bayla kach poiltar. So name of Misayale. Let's bring us to you at the Rabbis Din. Her name of Misayale. Nason is krav of esbenim ayov l'seichai. Mean you've already taken the innards out, you washed them, and now you're putting them back inside. Now you haven't salted them, and you're putting them back inside. So in essence, you're just taking another foreign piece of meat and sticking it inside, and then you're roasting it. Seems fine. My time. Allah mishum derbin and kaboy like achpoltoy. So we have a raya from our Mishnah to Rava. I mean, even if we don't necessarily paskin like Rabbi Yisrael Glide, which we don't, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, who says that that's a problem. But nevertheless, not in this nakuda, that we don't necessarily see a machlekes in this nakuda. So la mishum nermina kibayla kach poltei. Amrino, shiny asam kevin yi kibesa shchita de machalchel. Now there it's different. Meaning there we're talking about roasting the carbon pasach. You have made quite a large incision in the neck, and so therefore the neck is hollow. Kevin yi kibesa shchita de machalchel. So made of divi. Made of divi. It's over there. It's under the tefillin. Made of divi. Made of divi, it's going to drip out, says Rashi. Lefisha kishen nikla betanur, when it is suspended in the oven, again, the oven with fire, because it's roasted, upi beis shchitasi lamata, and the neck area is facing downward, adam yetzedech chalal hatzavar, shakurin portzila, the sheis derech beis hashchita. So you don't have a raya. You don't have a raya to our case of mulaisa, the kabbalah kachpolta, from the case of the Mishnah, because there's an incision, there's a cut, there's gravity, it's going downwards. Maybe it just naturally flows out that much easier. That's not a raya to the case of mulaisa. Okay, take two. Name a misaye. Let's try and bring a different proof. Halev koiroy umritzes damay. So when it comes to the heart, we know that different Eivarim possibly require different levels of Malicha. Kaved being the most stringent, that the Kaved is Kuledam. So we say by Lev, Koyroi Umitzias Damai, you're supposed to cut and remove the dam beforehand. However, loy karayu, if you didn't, karayu lacha bishulayu, you can cut it post bishul, umutzer. Now Rashi says over here very important, three lines down, lacha bishulayu, kazalka daitach lacha bishulayu, slika omar. Bishul is lav dafka, we think. In other words, you roasted the heart, and after roasting it, we think that then you can cut it open and remove any dam, and it's mutter. So my dam, mishum dam reinim, keboile tach poltri. We're not concerned about any dam. Whatever comes in is going to go out, and therefore there's no problem. Says the Gemara now, shiny leiv d'shia. The heart is different. The heart is smooth. Says Rashi, v'lei bala, v'afilu b'kedera nami shari. Amazing thing. Amazing thing. That meaning that the skin, the membrane of the heart is so smooth that you're even allowed to cook it, and it's not b'leia. V'lei bala, v'afilu b'kedera nami shari, v'afil gav d'leka l'mei mekach poltei. So even the heart is a different story, and therefore, that's the reason why we're mako, but you don't have a raya to kabbalah lekach polte. Says the Gemara, "Haravin saba taflehu bar gozlo l'rav." Ravin saba, what did he do? He put some type of a bread covering over bar gozlo, some birds. Rashi says, "Beisa shakern pashtida." And we know this was a very common food with some type of a pastry with a filling inside. So he enveloped the bar guzla, the some type of a bird, with pastry for Rav. The Amar lay, and Rav said, "Imayli tafle, if this covering is good, havli va'echol, give to me and I will eat." So Rashi says, "V'siyata l'Rav, it's a raya to Rav that." You know, any type of bleus of dam which go in, to the extent that you're roasting it, it's going to go out also. So you see, kabbalah kach poltei, says the Gemara, no, the type of flour which was being used, which is wrapping, which is enveloping the meat, is the smida. It's very fine, the mafrit. Rashi says, 8-10 lines down, b'smida b'isa shel seles, v'ein in edbekes kol kach. So it's very fine flour, and it doesn't stick very well. V'nifreches me'ileha, it kind of crumbles very easily by itself. V'adam yotze mimenu. So there we say that it kind of doesn't absorb, and it comes out. But maybe by other cases, we wouldn't say that. Ayva harava ikla lebei reish kalusa. V'tafle lei baravza, similar thing. He also made some type of pastry around a goose. Omar and Rava said, "Iloid hazisi de zig kezuza chivra layachli mine." Had it not been that I saw that the liquid which came out of it was clear, I wouldn't have eaten from it. Ah, ve'is al gadai de kaboilei kach poltai ma'ir yekizaga finikilei zagnami. Meaning, he needed to actually see something in order to put himself to address. And he was, it's only because he saw a clear liquid, a clear fluid. But if he, like you, Rabbi, are saying that we always say kabbalah tachpolta, even if we don't see anything, nami, it should be fine. Elamitis is a kash, it's a raya, but you don't say kabbalah tachpolta. And, you know, yesh la'ayin, exactly what the kash is. I mean, we're trying to prove or disprove Rabbi. So how are we trying to prove or disprove Rabbi? Rabbi, from a maizah with Rava in the Beir Reish Galusa, that Rava said, unless I see clear liquid, I'm not going to eat from it. So you're asking Akasha on Rabba the Rebbe from a Hanhaga of Rava the Talmud? Not so sure. Says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara, Hasam Bechivarto, the Sharir. That is a different type of flour which was used. So Rashi says, not everyone learns like this, but Rashi says, "Bechivarta kemach nikiya ke'ein shalanu she'ena soilus." So it's clean, but it's not soilus. It's not flaw. It's not fine. So it's more coarse than the smida flour. So there, because it like really locks it in and traps it in, and it's kind of like it impedes the natural ability to say Kirbay la Tachpolte. So we've discussed Smida, which we say for sure is okay, and Chivarat is a problem. So the Gemara says, V'ilchus of the Smida, Bein Asmik, Bein Liasmik, whether or not it is red or not, whether you see red come out, whatever color liquid comes out is always going to be fine, because we say we're simply not concerned about the very fine flour which easily crumbles off. The Chivarta, the one which is more coarse, only izog because there's a chibra shai vilay asa. What about other types of flour which are neither smida nor chivarta? The shakamachim. So asmik asa. If you see a red liquid come out, that's a problem. Layasmik shai. If you don't see a red liquid come out, it's fine. You don't actually need to see a clear liquid. As long as you don't see a red liquid come out, you are fine. Good, says the Gemara. Haimulaisa, this stuffed meat which we spoke about, manda osar afilu puma lasachas, uman deshari afilu puma leel. So the one who asers is even if the mouth is facing downwards and you've got gravity on your side, he still asers. Uman deshari, the one who matters, afilu puma leel, even if the mouth, where the base of shechita, where the incision was, is up above. And we say, v'hilchasa mulai sashari afilu pumala'el, even if the mouth is upwards. Says Rashi across, hilchasa mulai sashari afilu pumala'el, kishihi tluya b'taner, it's suspended in the oven. V'yavu gav, the achshav e nekev, lotzis adam, there's no hole for the blood to drain out, because the base of shechita, the incision is up above. Shari kaboloi basar achitzin kachpoltai v'chaim ha'ur shayavai. So we are passing in kaboloi kachpoltai legabe the potential concern of being boleya dam, and we're saying as it comes in through the heat, it's going to go out through the heat. Says the Gemara Vayta, umtsa beya umizraki. So we have umtsa, which, let's just see the Rashi on this. Rashi says umtsa de asmik. We're going to be discussing here umtsa de asmik. It's not just raw meat, but it's raw, very red meat, very red. So kind of red, bloody meat, almost one which looks like it's got a prop, almost a discoloration. It's so red. Umtsa de asmik chatichas basar, which I mean they translate this to safug dam. So it's a very bloody piece of meat. That's the case number one of umtsa. Beye is beitzei zachar. So this is the beitzim of an animal. Again, the asmik, which is red. The chen mizraki, chutin gasin. So the large arteries, shehin vridin shebeis hashchita, the large arteries of the neck. So we're discussing these three types of meat. Umtsi, beya, and mizraki. So we say like this. Kligi baravach ravina b'chalat terakula. In throughout Shas, the machlek is Rav Acha and Ravina. Rav Acha is always lachumra, and Ravina is always lakula. The hilchazik Ravina lakula, lebar mihanitlas. So we always pass Ravina over Rav Acha, with the exception of these three cases. The Rav Acha lakula, Ravina lachumra. Well, here Rav Acha is the beikul, hilchazik Rav Acha lakula. So we're not in short in any machlek is Rav Acha and Ravina. We always pass in like the beikul. So, let's see. Hai umtsa de asmik. So if you have this very bloody piece of meat, umtsa de asmik, so we say like this. Chatchei umalchei. If you cut it up, and you salt it, and you salt it properly, afil likadei rashari. You can even cook it. And there's no concern of the dami varm shapirish because you salted it. Shaptei b'shpuda, if you roast it properly on a skewer, in the fire. Shari, why? Because made of daiv. Because we say that the blood drains out. Interesting, just look at Rashi about 10 lines on the bottom. Rashi reiterates what we said before. Made of daiv, v'shapadami, af b'melach ma'at b'teres tzli. Once again, Shitas Rashi, a few times he says tzli requires a little bit of melicha, and again, a discussion on what that actually means, how much you need. Al-Kobanim, so if you roast it, it's fine even with only a little bit of salt, because it drains out, made of daif. Now, when is there a machlekes? Achte agumri. If you place it directly on the coals, without salting it, or maybe according to Rashi in the same Metzias with a little bit of salt, but the point is it's directly on the coals. So pligi ba ravach ravina, had asar, the had shari, man the asar matzmis tzomis. He says, well, being direct on the coals, it kind of shrivels, it just shrivels it up. Rashi says the dami nivlabaya, and it just causes the blood to be absorbed inside. Matzmis tzomis. Uman the shari, the one who matters. Mishav shoyev, he says it still will be drained out. It will be drained out. It might not look like it's draining out, because we don't see any air space, there's no gap, but it still drains out. And again, we would have to kind of be miyash of the seeming machlekes and metzias in a similar way. The hilchaza mishav shoyev, the halacha is that it is considered to be that it does drain out sufficiently well. Like we said, we pass in the kula. The same is true with beitzei zachar. We say, chatchinu umalchinu. So if you cut them up and you salt them, afilu l'kaderi sharyim. Talinu bishbuda, if it's roasted on a shbud, sharyim, made of daiv. Achtinu agumre, it's placed directly on the coals. Pligi v'yaravach ravina, chad asim, chad shari. Man the arsa matzmis tzamis. Man the shari, mishav shoyev. Same thing. The hain mizraki, the same is true with the arteries in the neck. We say chatri umalchi afilo lekadeira shari, even though there's loads of blood. Tal yibishmude beis hashchita l'satoy. If you suspend it in a shpud, on a skewer, and it's down below, it's facing downwards, beis hashchita l'satoy shari, because made of doyev. Achte agumre. If it's placed directly on the coals, pligi baravach ravina, chadas v'chadshari man da'asa matzmas tomis, v'man da'shari mishav shoyev, v'hilchasa mishav shoyev, we are makel, as we said, in all these three cases. Good. Says the Gemara, hay umtsa da'asmik. Now, umtsa da'asmik, so again, we've got this meat. Now, the meat we said is fine. We said the meat is fine, but chalye asir, the liquid which comes out of it is a problem. What does that mean? So Rashi has two pshatim over here. Rashi says, in about 10 lines from the bottom, chalye moyel hayotzim yemenu kishachaytchoy. So when you cut it up, any liquid which comes from it is fine. That's the first pshat. So in other words, even though we said the meat is fine, but the liquid which drizzles out of it is a problem. Second shot in Rashi is Lishnachrina Shecholtin Oisay B'chaimetz La'achetz Li'asay, meaning post roasting, they would immerse it and soak it in vinegar. V'damay Nischat L'Seichay, and the blood would kind of come out of it. That liquid is a problem. So the actual meat itself is fine, but there's still a problem with the liquid which comes out of it. So hayum tadasmik halye aser, meaning if it's red, leasmik, but if it's not a very reddened, absorbed, bloody piece of meat, leasmik, then halya is going to be mutter in all cases. Ravina amafilo leasmik nami, even if it's not very red, still halye aser, yashadales be shiraiki dami, because it's impossible, there's not going to be a little bit of dam and mix in. My father used to actually swallow that challah. Igadamri Ravashi Gufi Migamele Gmoy. Some say Ravashi himself used to swallow it. Omli Marber Namel Ravashi Abba Hai Chalad Chalad Be Chadizimna, the vinegar which was used to soak the meat. Once Su Loy Tani Chalad Be should not be used a second time. Maishna Michala Mitama the Chaltinen Bay. Why is it different than regular Chala Mitama? Rashi says Mitama means Chalish. Meaning, why is the vinegar that was used once, and you're saying if you used it once, it no longer has like the power and the potency and the strength, Rashi says Lavisha Eina Boy Kayach Oid, why is that different than naturally weak vinegar? You can have some vinegar is very pungent and very strong, and some is very weak. So you're saying the vinegar which you used once, don't use it a second time because it's become weakened. Then maybe when it's weakened, it's still a little bit stronger than bottom line Rashi, mitama, chalash mi'ikari. And still you're allowed to soak the meat in that. So vajna michala mitama dechaltina bay. So we say, hasam isi lakiyua tepeira be'ene. It has the original taste of the fruit in it. Rashi says, tama pri oimid bay. Because it still retains its original innate strength. Whereas in this case, where you've already used it once, it doesn't have its original strength in it. Let's just see quickly one more piece and we'll stop. We said, so you're not allowed to roast it on an askala. And then we said there was a maisa with Ravingham Leo. And so frag the Gemara Ma'isa Listar. So we say Chasir Mechsevach Ketan Avim Askelam Nukavest. If there are lots of holes, now Mutter, then it is Mutter. Then Rashi says Nukavest Asuya Ke Brichaim Ke Ein Shalano V'Yesh Chalal Gadol Bein Briach LeBriach V'Neis Nashpud LeRachvay. The chol hatzla nitzla ba'avir shebein shnei berichim. So there's, the point is, it's not actually coming in contact. Shein b'sar negeya b'barzel. It's not, even though it's a grill, but it's not coming in contact with any of the actual metal itself. Then it's mutter. Amrab tzadik ma'isvim gamil shamar taviyavdi tzevus leilano esapeschal askla minu kevis. Only the one which has got holes in, and then you stick the shpud in between, so that it's not actually touching the metal of the grill. That would be permitted to do. Okay?